Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, You Will Rock as a Dad, by Alex Grace, is a practical nonfiction guide for first-time fathers navigating pregnancy, childbirth preparation, and the early months of parenthood. Positioned in the parenting and family advice category, the book is designed to reduce the uncertainty that many new dads feel when they learn they are expecting a child. Its focus is not just on medical facts, but on the emotional and relational transition into fatherhood. The book explains what to expect across pregnancy, how to understand the physical and emotional changes affecting a partner, and how to prepare mentally for newborn care. It also emphasizes the father's role as an attentive and supportive partner, making it useful for readers who want clear guidance rather than abstract encouragement. The tone is approachable and accessible, with humor and sports references used to keep the material readable for a broad audience of expectant fathers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reducing first-time father anxiety through practical preparation. A central purpose of the book is to address the fear and uncertainty that often come with learning that a pregnancy is underway. Rather than treating anxiety as a sign of failure, the book frames it as a normal response to a major life change and then offers concrete ways to respond. This matters because many first-time fathers have limited exposure to pregnancy and newborn care, so uncertainty can quickly become avoidance or passivity. The book counters that pattern by explaining what a new dad should know and by organizing the journey into understandable stages. By doing so, it helps readers replace vague worry with usable knowledge. The result is a guide that is less about abstract encouragement and more about lowering the barrier to action. Its value lies in showing that confidence in fatherhood is built through preparation, not instinct alone. Secondly, explaining pregnancy from the father's perspective. The book is notable for translating pregnancy into a framework that first-time fathers can understand and respond to. It covers what happens during each trimester and discusses the changes occurring in both the mother and baby, which helps readers connect symptoms and developments to the wider pregnancy process. For many men, pregnancy can feel distant or difficult to interpret, especially when the physical experience belongs to the partner. This guide narrows that gap by clarifying what is happening and why it matters. That understanding is practical, because a father who understands the stages of pregnancy is better positioned to anticipate needs, respond to discomfort, and participate in appointments or planning. The book therefore functions as a bridge between medical reality and everyday household support. Its approach is useful because it gives fathers a usable mental map of pregnancy, rather than leaving them to piece together information reactively. Thirdly, helping dads support a partner through symptoms and stress. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on partnership. It gives attention to how a father can help his pregnant partner through cravings, hormonal shifts, and the general discomfort that often accompanies pregnancy. This is significant because many first-time fathers want to be helpful but do not know what supportive behavior actually looks like in daily life. The book treats support as a series of concrete attitudes and actions, being attentive, staying informed, and recognizing that pregnancy affects a partner's body and mood in ways that require patience. That emphasis makes the guide more relational than purely informational. Instead of presenting fatherhood as a solo learning project, it shows that the quality of the relationship during pregnancy shapes the experience for both parents. In that sense, the book teaches not only what to know, but how to behave in a way that reduces conflict and increases trust during a physically demanding period. Fourthly, preparing for childbirth and the newborn transition. The book goes beyond pregnancy basics by helping readers prepare for birth and the immediate transition to caring for a newborn. It discusses birth planning, the kinds of questions couples should consider in advance, and the mental preparation needed before a baby arrives. This is an important step because many first-time fathers focus on the pregnancy itself, but are less prepared for the moment when care responsibility becomes immediate and continuous. The book helps close that gap by presenting newborn readiness as something that can be thought through ahead of time rather than improvised under pressure. It also introduces the practical reality that a baby brings new routines, new expectations, and a changed household structure. By addressing both planning and mindset, the book gives fathers a fuller picture of the transition. Its strength is that it treats preparation as an active process, making the shift to parenthood feel more manageable and less abrupt. Lastly, maintaining relationship health while adapting to fatherhood. One of the more distinctive themes in the book is its attention to the couple relationship after the baby arrives. It does not present fatherhood as an isolated role. Instead, it recognizes that parenthood changes the couple dynamic and requires deliberate care. The book includes guidance on continuing to date after the baby, which signals that emotional connection and shared identity should not be abandoned once parenting begins. This is a useful perspective because many parenting guides focus almost entirely on infant care and overlook the strain that sleep deprivation, schedule changes, and shifting priorities can place on a relationship. By addressing this issue directly, the book broadens its usefulness beyond childbirth logistics. It helps readers think about long-term family stability, not just the first few weeks. That makes it especially relevant for fathers who want to remain engaged partners, while also learning how to function confidently in a new domestic role. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-time fathers, expectant partners, and readers looking for an accessible entry point into pregnancy and early parenthood. Its main benefit is practical confidence. It explains what is happening during pregnancy, what fathers can do to support their partners, and how to prepare for the newborn stage without assuming prior experience. Unlike many generic parenting books, it is written specifically for men who may feel unprepared, and that focus shapes both its content and tone. The use of approachable language and humor makes the material easier to absorb, while the emphasis on partnership gives it more depth than a simple checklist guide. It stands out in its category because it addresses emotional readiness, relational responsibility, and hands-on preparation together rather than treating them as separate subjects. For readers who want a concise but broad overview of fatherhood before and immediately after birth, it offers a targeted and realistic roadmap. It is especially valuable for those who want reassurance paired with specific guidance, not just inspirational messaging. If you would like to support Alex Grace, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.